Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Tom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Hey, welcome in, everyone. Thanks so much for joining us. You may remember one of the highlights last year of the January of the Resistance was the Women's March. It's back. They have a new theme this year. And we have one of the organizers here in Pennsylvania that has the big picture of the whole thing. We want more than just what's happening here in Philadelphia. Shauna Nipper joins us here on the Spring Dance Hot Tub Hotline here on Talk Radio 1210. Shauna, welcome in. Thank you very much for joining us.
Hi, Dom. Thanks for having me.
So year two, this wasn't a one-time thing. That's always good because there were a lot of women that turned out across the country. The theme, when I've, you know, gone and asked people here locally, the word persistence is in there. Is that the theme this year?
So there are a lot of marches going on, again, across the country. But the actual Women's March theme isn't just persistence, it's power to the polls. So what we're really looking for is taking that momentum that we've created in the last year and pushing it into electoral votes across all genres of people. So that's really the theme for this
year. So this is vote against Trump.
It's not anything to do with Trump, to be honest with you. It's actually motivating and activating about 53% of Americans who don't vote. So what we're looking to do is really get people back into making the decisions that happen in our country.
Well, that's fine, but is there any ignoring? We played a lot, Shauna, and I was going to ask you about them. Madonna, Ashley Judd, and some of the others, and they were clearly talking about stopping Donald Trump.
Sure, and there is definitely rhetoric that has come out of the entire establishment that is running the country right now. So I don't want to just specify Trump because there's been some congressional decisions that have been made that also negatively impact a lot of people. And it's not going to be something that we're going to direct at those people specifically, because the reality is that if we don't make changes fundamentally, then those things will continue to happen. So if Trump is gone, then do we all stop? Is everything fixed? And we don't see it that way. We feel that people have lost their will to be involved and don't feel heard. And what we're trying to do right now is motivate people to get involved and let their voices be heard, because the power really does belong to the people in our country.
So that's the theme. Is there a specific policy, though? You said things that Congress and us have done. Give me one that you think is anathema to the Women's March then.
Well, I think, you know, I can't really pick one that's specific, but I will say, for example, the tax bill that crosses all genres and really impacts marginalized people across the country, whether that be women, whether that be black and brown people, whether that be LGBTQ communities, whether it be mothers, especially single mothers in a lot of the circumstances, people who counted on health care through our country, and those all are impacted by just one of...
Okay, well, let's talk about the tax cut bill. I'm sure you must have seen this morning that Walmart, of all people, which is shocking. I'm not a fan of theirs. I don't know about you. And I know you're an organizer, I believe, of people around low income and minimum wage and all that. They're now starting at $11 an hour, and they say it's due to the tax cut. They're giving parental leave. They're giving maternity leave. They're expanding it. I'm shocked that Walmart, which would just had a deaf ear to all this stuff, is doing that, and they're saying it's due to the tax cuts.
Yeah, so that, in my eyes, and this is personal opinion, that's a political stunt, because we've been very clear that the fight for 15 is a living wage. $11 is still not a living wage, and Walmart is still one of the biggest welfare recipients in our country because they pay their people below a living wage and then receive incentives to do that. So we're supporting them with our taxes. And so this tax bill is really giving a kickback to those billionaires, the Waltons and the other people on the board for Walmart that run this organization. So that little raise that they're giving is a drop in the bucket, and it's a political stunt to make it look like they're doing more.
And the fact that people in a poll we talked out today, Sean, this Quinnipiac poll, 66% of Americans say their personal feeling about the economy, and they give credit to President Obama. But aside from that, they say their confidence is excellent to good. A lot of this has to be some of the things that are going on now, don't you think?
I think that there's a lot of washover that's come from the last 8 years. And if you look, job creation is extremely low since the Obama effect has started to subside. And with this tax bill not kicking in immediately, they're not seeing the direct impact of what's been done by this administration yet. So I think as those polls continue to be run, we're really going to see some serious backlash when people start realizing what's happened to them.
Well, we'd like to have you back on when people get their biweekly paycheck, if they're paid every other week in February, if the IRS is ready to go and they see a difference. I think that's a real danger for people that are being critical of this. Let me ask you of the broader stuff about this, though. Were you a fan of the hats? I thought those hats made women look silly and ridiculous for serious things. They're willing to come out in the cold, and it was a million women nationwide and all. That's all good. They were silly, were they not?
So the hats in themselves, they were something that was not started by the Women's March, but they were started by the people. And it was a feeling, and that specifically, I will say, was a feeling that was put out there because of the statements made by the president about grabbing women. And so I think there was a valid reason for it. And regardless of how they look, there was a valid point that was being made by those hats. We will say on our platform, we are very inclusive. And there are some questions as to the inclusivity of that type of hat, because as we had at our convention in Detroit, there was a specific breakout session that spoke to that in questioning and whether people are comfortable with the language or not, that not all people are pink and not every woman has one.
Well, I hear you on that. We had to bleep that, but that's okay, Shauna. I mean, you said accurately what this is about. But will Harvey Weinstein and the Me Too movement be part of it this year?
I think that we are seeing tremendous involvement of the Me Too movement. We are very, very supportive of that movement, which, you know, has started actually 7 or 8 years ago with Tarana Burke. And we are definitely on board with having any involvement from the Me Too movement. So what we're doing is a kickoff in Las Vegas on the 21st for a nationwide tour that is specifically the Power to the Polls tour. And I would almost guarantee there will be some conversations around the Me Too movement involved in those.
Now, I don't understand, and I'm very glad you came on, and some of the women involved in this, I get that. They have long standing at this. But how this Ms. Sansour was a large face of this last year, I find her to be, she's under fire again by one of her employees, incredibly diminishing toward women. How about you?
I actually know Linda personally, and it's Sarsour.
Sarsour, okay.
That's okay. So Linda is one of the most uplifting people, and I'm not privy to what happened in private conversations, but I can say from my experience with Linda, she is definitely pro-women. She is one of the most woke women that I've ever met. She promotes following Black women, which we support wholeheartedly as one of the most marginalized communities in the country. And I don't have never seen anything in that type of vein from her at all.
Do you think her rhetoric toward Jewish women, though, might be a bit hard to swallow, that she is, someone who clearly has made statements that are reprehensible toward people that are Jewish and toward Israel?
I think that's interesting, because if you look across the board, Linda's actually supported by many of the major Jewish organizations in our country. So a lot of the statements being made are being taken out of context. So I think that's something you would have to specifically talk to Linda about and interview her on, because her stance is very pro-people.
Well, maybe you might be helpful, because I hope you realize we deal in, you know, even when we differ, and I differ with you on some of these things, we invite people on and we certainly try to hear them out and be civil and acknowledge what we agree with and what we don't. So, yeah, we would love to do that. So are you guys, you specifically involved with the January 20th, or yours is the 21st event?
We are specifically, so the Women's March events are listed on a map that is listed on the womensmarch.com webpage. I, in Pennsylvania, am specifically organizing Pittsburgh and Erie as Women's
Well, wait
March
a minute, wait a minute. Let me stop you there. Organizing Erie. Do you have big snow boots? I mean, what's going on there?
People are motivated in Erie, so they are willing to brave it. But we are organizing there specifically. There are multiple other actions mm-hmm. throughout the state. But I will actually be in Las Vegas for the kickoff to the Power to the Polls tour.
Okay. And where do people find all this information?
They would go to womensmarch.com or the Women's March Pennsylvania Facebook page.
Very, very good. Well, thank you. I do hope you'll come back as we continue the conversation. Thank you for joining us today.
Absolutely. Happy to talk to you. Have a great day.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.